You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
Breeding Yukiko by Kinki no Kayokai. Yukiko's wrists were starting to tire, their grip on the iron bars above her head loosening with every passing second. One particularly rough slap of hips against her groin later, and her fingers go slack, hands falling down, still suspended by the handcuffs bonding her to the rail. She doesn't know if the person inside her right now is a boy or a man, what nationality, what race. The blindfold around her eyes hidden behind the raven bangs across her forehead, blocking her vision. The only sound that comes through the red ball gag in her mouth are distorted moans and an uncontrollable flurry of spittle, not that she would ask anything about him in the first place. For her purposes, she didn't need to know anything about these people. The young heiress of the Amagi Inn wasn't here against her will. It was, in fact, her desire to begin with. The man, or boy, currently nuzzled inside her steaming pussy had already brought her to orgasm twice, her cunt clenching around his dick painfully, much too drained to squirt out any more of her quim. This was a feat none of the other dozen men she'd been with that night so far could claim. She's a little sad she won't be able to thank him, promising herself ahead of time that everything here was going to be anonymous. To her engorged mound's relief, he reached his limit, virile sperm pooling into the back of her womb, mingling with the jizz of several other suitors who had the luck to pound her pussy in this breeding party. Yukiko pushes her hips up and out, making sure it slides as far back as it can. When her hips fall back to the bed with a thud, Yukiko felt a weight lift off the edge of the bed. The man, he was a man now at any rate, wiping his member off with the towel that had been handed to him by the girl sitting next to her bed. He doesn't say anything, as per the ground rules laid out before the event had even begun. Still, she can't just let him go with nothing but the lingering memory of her cunt around his dick and the very real chance she could end up with his child. Breathing in deeply, almost too exhausted to get the words out, Yukiko manages a tepid, "Thank you very much," at the man. It comes out completely muffled by the rubber in her mouth, but the implication is clear. She hears him stop and almost say something, but before he goes any further, he stops himself, giving Yukiko a slight tap on the thigh, bringing a trembling whimper to her lips. From the slight hint at his voice when he'd silenced himself, she was convinced that he'd been a large man, definitely black. Yukiko's clit twitches, thinking about the social taboos of her home country, what her traditional Japanese family would say if they could see her now. As the possible future father of her child turns the lock on the motel door and leaves, at least another dozen men are waiting patiently outside. Looking like nothing more than a normal, large, rowdy group one would expect to see in the city, only they and the two girls in the room knew better. The closest man to the door looks in as Yukiko's latest partner heads to one of the two pre-booked rooms on either side of her own to clean up. He was a silver-haired Japanese college student, and he was looking to the girl sitting on Yukiko's right for the signal to continue. A slender hand reached over to stretch the ball gag out of the front of Yukiko's mouth, not yet removing it, giving her just enough room to speak. She brings her other hand up to wipe her brow, and then in a clear voice asks the drained girl, "Keep going?" Yukiko whimpered a bit, unable to decide if the heated throb of her labia is worse than the feeling of stretched emptiness in her freshly fucked cunt, having just taken over 10 guys back to back. Taking a few more breaths, eyes closed behind the blindfold, she feels as if the difficulty she was having responding to the question is answer enough. "Break," she manages to squeak out, not realizing how dry her mouth was.
"Okay, that's fine. You're doing great, Yukiko."
Chie returns the ball gag to Yukiko's mouth to reduce the tension before she snaps the hook off the side and lets Yukiko roll it out of her mouth with her tongue. The blindfold takes a moment to untie, difficult to see the knot in the dim light of the candle and the streetlight flooding in from the open door. Once they're removed, she holds up both hands to the door, palms open, giving you the signal to give them 10 minutes. He smiles and nods, having figured as much after hearing her mumble out a dazed expression of gratitude to her last lover. He closed the door and locked it. Yukiko was grateful to not only hear no sounds of disappointment from outside, but also to hear responses of patience, the men understanding the need for her to recover. Chie had chosen well. She'd been Chie's girlfriend for years now, and she was the only one she had room for in her heart. Except, of course, the child she wished to have someday. Yukiko may not support all the traditional values of her family, clearly, but she didn't want a child that wasn't her own, nor one that was chosen by some doctor and put into her with a tube. Which is why, when Yukiko came to visit her lover in America at the police academy dorm during the holidays, Chie had brought up the idea to her. Chie loved Yukiko enough to know what she wanted. Unlike her, Yukiko was bi. She'd only been with a boy once, a week-long fling in high school that had turned her away from men and into the arms of her childhood friend. But that didn't mean she didn't enjoy the male sex. A lot. She hadn't had the courage to bring up the idea of finding a lover Chie was acceptable of to give them the child they wanted, frightened of the idea that it wouldn't take and she'd have to do it again. Chie herself brought it up first, surprising Yukiko, and she found that her short-haired lover was much more accepting than she would have believed in her wildest dreams. They waited until they could predict the day when Yukiko would be ovulating before Chie set everything up. Chie trusted the men and women of her officer training class with her life, having been with them for almost 2 years now. But obviously only the men would do for this task. Yukiko didn't want to know who the father was going to be, and Chie wasn't willing to find a stranger on the street, not to mention it would require she know the father herself. No, to satisfy both of their desires and to let Yukiko fully explore her lustful persona she'd been holding back for years now, Chie was more than willing to let her lover indulge in this night of debauchery and conception with her colleagues, as long as Chie could be right at her side. Still, Chie wouldn't be comfortable being around so many virile young men without some assistance, and the always resourceful, fully understanding Yu Narakami was more than willing to fly over to New York to assist. He simply told his uncle he was visiting Chie, not a lie at all. And, cops and training aside, she knew that Yu was capable of taking care of all of them if need be, though it didn't look like that would be the case. Chie uncuffed Yukiko from the iron-wrought headboard with a loud click, letting her arms fall slack to her sides. Yukiko spreads them out as far as she can, attempting to loosen up the sore appendages. She's still shaking all over. Chie moves a hand down to her crotch, finger brushing along her pussy lips. Yukiko pulls back away from her touch, and Chie can tell why. The area around her bushy muff is a steaming, wild mess, having been so thoroughly and freshly fucked over the last hour that, looking at the right angle, Chie could see the heat waves rising off it. It was inevitable, of course, with the men in her class, which is why she'd come prepared. Chie pulls the bucket of ice water out of the motel fridge and grabs towels from the bathroom. Wringing out a towel she'd just pulled out of the bucket, she sits down next to her girlfriend on the bed and begins to wipe down the sweat off her trembling body. She had bathed like this with her before, in a proper shower room, of course, but circumstances were clearly different. After she finishes wiping off the upper body, taking more time than she should have on Yukiko's heaving breasts, Chie makes her stand, as it would be pointless to wipe her down while Yukiko was sitting in a pile of her own fluids. Standing without collapsing to the ground is impossible with Yukiko's twitching thighs, so Chie lies her down on the futon she's placed next to the bed proper, careful to keep her buttocks and legs in the air until she's finished wiping her down. In this position, she felt the semen swirling around in her womb, and the cum that hadn't quite seeped in yet circling around her cervix. The feeling is alien, but enjoyable, and she hopes that this doesn't become a fetish that requires attention in the future. "God, you're so hot like this!" Yukiko looks at Chie, who, shifting her eyes between her flushed face, heaving tits, and supple cunt, the only part she hasn't wiped down yet, Chie looks like she's about to come from the site alone. Maybe doing something like this in the future purely for the thrill of it wouldn't be a pipe dream after all. Chie carefully lays her down all the way, changing to a smaller wash rag in favor of the towel. After submerging it in the ice water as well, she lets it drip onto her lover's stomach for a moment, before unceremoniously letting it slap over her mound. Chie! She barely gets a word in before Chie suddenly pushes her middle and index fingers into Yukiko's mouth, slowly running it over her tongue. It's a real turn-on for her when she does this, and she doesn't let up as she slowly starts to cool her pussy off with the rag. The effect is intense, and Yukiko moans around her fingers as she digs in, making sure to clean up and cool off the entrance of her cunt as best she can. The friction pulling against Yukiko's hairy bush. Her clit is standing at attention from the contrast in temperature, and she knows she can't take much more of this. With a deeper shudder than Chie thought she were capable of, Yukiko suddenly squirts out a hot gush of ejaculate, the rag at her lips absorbing in most of the spray.
Good girl, let it out. You're so beautiful like this, Yukiko.
Chie wasn't doing anything to get herself off from this show, but the look in her eyes made it clear. When Yukiko went back to Japan, Chie was going to have a much easier time jilling off than she'd had before. Chie reaches for the old towel and lightly cleans off the fresh ejaculate from Yukiko's thighs. Now that Yukiko was cleaned off and refreshed, Chie glanced at the clock on the nightstand. They had 4 minutes left. You're still probably going to be pretty sore, Chie said, rubbing her belly. Need to rest for the last couple of minutes?
Yes, thank you. Just a bit.
Sure thing. Chie gets up and goes back to the bed, removing the sheets and comforter. It'd be a waste to place Yukiko back on the soaked, almond-smelling linens, so she dumps them unceremoniously in the corner of the room before going to the closet for the spares. Chie remakes the bed as Yukiko rests, the smell still lingering, but the juice is removed. She leans back over to Yukiko. Ready to go?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine.
Chie lifts her up and eases her back onto the bed. Before she grabs the ball gag, Yukiko stops her.
Flip me onto my stomach, please.
Chie's brow furrows. Why? What's wrong?
My back is sore, for one, and if I keep my face in the pillows, I can muffle my voice and stop from looking at them. You don't even need to cover my eyes.
You sure you won't even peek? Yukiko thinks back to the voice of her last lover, wishing she could place an exact face to the sound, a face to the man who could end up being the father of her child. She shakes away the thought. It's bad enough that Chie will have the pool of candidates down to just over 20 people.
I won't. Trust me.
Chie does, of course, and she rolls her over. Yukiko places her face in the pillow, making sure she can still breathe well enough. Her grip is tight, because she knows that soon enough she isn't going to be able to keep her eyes shut, so the best she can do is make sure she doesn't flail around and catch an accidental glance at whichever officer-to-be has his throbbing dick 8 inches into her muff. Chie knocks on the door, and Yu immediately lets the next eager breeding stud in. As soon as the jock realizes Yukiko is already dribbling pee out of her freshly soothed cunt, he wastes no time at all in lining himself up, immediately going 9 inches balls deep into the prepped young girl. Yukiko's climax is immediate, and she knows tonight's events are going to have a long-lasting effect on her body. Regardless of whether she's impregnated or not, her abused pussy was never going to return to the tightness it had that morning, and she would never be satisfied with a single male partner again as long as she lived. It's worth it, she thinks, as she feels the dainty hand of her girlfriend stroke her hair, while her cervix is continuously prodded by the bull pushing her into the mattress, Quim soaking half of the freshly changed sheets. She would always have Chie. The events of the night had already been successful, as Yukiko's womb had accepted the seed of the man who'd brought her to a shuddering climax just before she's taken a break. She's grateful that, of all the men who had taken her that night, she was able to thank him.